Yesterday, on the set of NCIS, on which he stars as Navy investigator Leroy Jethro Gibbs, an extra asked him for advice. He was the autopsy corpse, the body just lying there on the table, Harmon says with a chuckle. I told him, you're here, use it. Go learn from everyone you can learn from. I've always worked hard. I've always tried to pay attention to the little things. But here's the real secret. There are no little things. What the grip does, what the director does, what the editor does, all of it matters. I've always just been trying to fill in the gaps with things I don't know and things that I needed to practice. Harmon honed that work ethic on the football field. Tom Harmon was a college star who went on to play two seasons in the NFL. Mark, his only son, played quarterback and was eventually a starter for UCLA. I'm a practice guy and a repetition guy, he says. You can tell me I can't do something, but I'm likely to take that as incentive to prove you wrong. I'm a tough guy. I'm a jock. So you can yell at me all day long and that won't hurt me. I'm just going to try to get better. In this business, I've used that to my advantage. It's also grounded his life off camera. His sons with Dauber, Sean, who's 30, and Ty, 26, have embarked on careers of their own. Sean, an actor, has played a younger version of Harmon's character on NCIS. Ty has ventured into screenwriting, and Harmon hopes he's served them well. Raising a family, to him, is about the honor of getting to have influence on them as young adults and hoping to bring them along as good human beings and good citizens. Success is not a destination, but a lifelong pursuit. My boys are both doing well today, he emphasizes. That could change by tonight. My wife would say, no, they're doing well, period, end of sentence. But I'll add, today they are. I come from working stock, and I'm proud of that. You have to get up every day and just try hard. That's what I still wake up willing to do, try my hardest. That determination has informed a career of remarkably longevity and range, from the goofy charmer of summer school to the serial killer Ted Bundy in an Emmy-nominated guest stint on The West Wing. And, of course, there was St. Elsewhere, on which he starred as Dr. Robert Caldwell and landed himself in the title of Pete Bill's second-ever Sexiest Man Alive in 1986.